let's go then. Because if we don't, nobody will. I had this thought for the morning. We could concentrate our energies on the movement through, way down on the action, work out where the word becomes feeling, through, step over into the traffic, through. Not that it has to be a morning thing. I work late above the dooryard, the sheer distance, that abstract reckoning for no other reason the world, which is chatting with you, watching movies with you, in which the most innocent gesture or the smallest forgetfulness, waiting a letter with.
My imagination is in the car, into the falling throng.
By which I mean place. Let's designate the dooryard place, since I too have resolved to abandon my post. Sitting out, having a coke with you, laying down this new arrangement, out with, formally, a series of mobiles across the page. Songs, broken, lifted from the documents left lying around us, in the dooryard, all uninvited, working the whole thing through. Chatting, straightening things out, having a parlay that time in the restaurant, a quatre heures de matin, and love, still dozing.
Go for a walk, imperative, before I take sides to spit in the faces of managers. On occasion, time off is time out careering, the stars out of control, out of order, like a slot machine, out of no one trusts anyone else anymore. Eclipses lead to ellipses in equal measure, with darkness, the city locked up the road. We have given them our heart, which is no more than a pale song. But this is not grief. It is a physical wound, real as real. The history of innovation, dilettantism, temporal, contingent, every day. The incident command vehicle, like a caged bird, listens without understanding. Vitesse is the word. After a few nights of lyricism, we birthed a joint manifesto. We steal, we plagiarize, we spit. We are unconquered. We are unoriginal. Cranked by the hurdy-gurdy man. Where sits Shakespeare's sonnets, superbly moribund. Cankered, observation post. Puns are on other people's lips, and songs are scarce.
Let's go then, because if we don't, nobody will. I had this thought for the morning.
We steal, we could plagiarize, we spit, we are unoriginal.
Way down on the action.
Cranked by the hurdy-gurdy.
Look out when the word becomes feeling. Through. Step over into the traffic. Through. Not that this has to be a morning thing. I work late above the dooryard. The sheer distance, that abstract reckoning for no other reason, the world, which is chatting with you, watching movies with you, in which the most innocent gesture or the smallest forgetfulness, waiting a letter with you.
My imagination is in the car, next to the falling through air, and a half a dance steps away that instant, the way a cento is a kind of excerpter of backwards, free from dialogue, pushed to malfunction, reason to exist, where all we have the future and no substitutes, and events carry out, and I hope you're sending a signal when it's time to crack down, reaching out to every
I feel like no one part, with this one difference. I climb through the night. I am making a map of genius. It is to do my being, to not doing, the soul of silence, the eye comes to rest, in the would-be dying, just it was good to be a man. Lunchtime, open, happy, and suspense.
The spoon rails start to wobble.
Poker.
Spirit issue level. On the back of my
body. Happy.
Name is Tyrant, Skype time delay.
The not doing, the dog silence, the eye comes to rest.
With your name on it, David Hurd.
I'm thinking, let's get the translation right, shall we? Habite, from habitation. I look at politics and stones, and use the word advisedly. I use the word advisedly, advisedly.
Dreamt away at the keyboard the idea of a city.
And so the sun kicks on. I think I'll take that tuna sandwich now, please. And then maybe later we'll come up with some kind of plan. Since this is serious and you're so well dressed, shoes shined like your life depended on it. In the rubble, maintenant en français, oui, c'est grave. You say the word grave advisedly. There is no word for all in English. Standing, watching the traffic, waiting for the agencies to show to Le Monde, waiting for the world to show.
Eclipses lead to ellipses in equal
like
measure.
Lilac,
darkness,
like
the city,
standing still and walking,
the road.
Waiting
we
while
have
the
given
dog
them our heart,
at your garden
more
door.
Than a pale song.
Which it doesn't
this is not
happen.
Grief.
The way the
as
lyrics themselves uninvited,
real.
Like lilac, all
the
you had to do was listen. Waiting
after
in the
a few nights of lyricism, the world that joined manifesto.
Some kind of presidency, one by one. I am no recipient of culture. It's an agency thing. I listen to Jarvis. Jarvis Cocker plays
in equal measure.
And the dawn singing.
The stars out of control, out of order, like a
sound
stars.
Jarvis plays Olsen. I had to learn the simplest things last. Not an ocean stretching out beneath my feet. Just that it's a you and I thing. Crossing somewhere. Making an agreement. Following the language.
Even where one is wearing a bright new coat, where it all sounds cheap and deadly, sounds my Bell, my Baudelaire, my Brown Tush, my email, my Facebook, Soup du Jour, my kind of private dick, my Madam Butterfly, all these years gone by, through you. We compare notes, we meet, shall I come to you or will you come to me, unhappy as Mercury in our shape shifting as we row backwards, always backwards rolling towards beginning with all
some
the inevitable
kind of
permanence of a concrete breeze block, its presence,
was a
its
line,
weight, its grey hulk
Stein,
floats off above city air,
Simon
Libya
Smith,
in the voice
in
of helicopters,
Dartford,
from the dream,
space,
read with, read without
time,
understanding,
filled,
and poetry is made of everyone,
moving,
and a glass of water is a form of being, the air, waves, in single file, counter to chance.